461-3000. That's 461-3000. Or you can direct connect to their website under our business sponsors. Just go to WTRJTheTruth.com.
You're listening to The Truth, 91.7 FM.
Let's Face the Issues is a daily broadcast ministry of First Conservative Baptist Church with Dr. Gene A. Youngblood. Dr. Youngblood is also the founder, president of Conservative Theological University. Let's Face the Issues broadcast deals with real issues facing our culture today from a biblical perspective. God created three institutions, the home, government, and the church. Therefore, any issue that is harmful or has a negative impact on either of these institutions will be carefully dealt with and confronted from a biblical worldview. Too often, good people are afraid to confront serious issues that are attacking the church, the home, and Christians. We must stand against the enemies of the family and the church. Tune in each day for another broadcast of Let's Face the Issues with Dr. Gene A. Youngblood. Here is Dr. Youngblood with Let's Face the Issues.
Thank you, ladies and gentlemen. It's always our delight to have you jump on board, join in the dialogue and discussion that we have right here on Let's Face the Issues each and every day. We always look forward to your calling in. That telephone number is 904-831-0917. 904-831-0917. That telephone call goes directly through to the studios right there, microphone, so that we can entertain your questions, comments, dialogue, and discussion on the issue of the day. We're going to be talking about an issue today that I think is pretty prevalent in the marketplace today. I'm calling it, If My People. And it's a phrase out of 2 Chronicles 7:14, if my people which are called by my name, God says. I believe we look at the scenario today and we can view the world, we can look at our nation, we can look at our states and our cities, and ladies and gentlemen, all we see is distraction, division, and some kind of defiance to what is really needed and necessary. So that's what's the answer. Listen, I'm persuaded that the fix will not come. The fix for our nation will not come through political world. It'll not happen because of military power. It cannot happen because of the courts and the lawfare that's taking place. The answer is for Christians, conservatives, and patriots to stand up, speak up, be salt, and be light. If my people, which you call by my name. By the way, just so that if there's confusion out there already in your mind, 2 Chronicles 7:14 is part of the declaratory prayer after Solomon had completed the temple as God had directed him. And in application, we can use that today. If my people, speaking of Christians in particular, but I'm going to be talking to Christians, conservatives, and patriots today. And I'm going by the written, revealed, inspired, infallible, inerrant word of God. What does God's Word tell us in relationship to the responsibility of Christians and conservatives? Listen, we're on the fast track for the November election. And if Christians remain asleep, if Christians remain defiant, if Christians remain sleepy and slothful, we will lose the election. And if this election is lost, ladies and gentlemen, now, I say this, I'm talking about the November election, the midterms. If we lose it, we've lost our constitutional republic. I believe that with all there is in me. The Socialist, Marxist, Communist, BLM, Democratic Party will take control and we'll have a uniparty for the balance of the time that God allows America to exist. So as we look at the issues, I urge us each and every day to see them through the prism of the Word of God. God's Word reveals to us what He's done in the past, present, and future. And ladies and gentlemen, I believe it's time that we wake up, sit up, smell the coffee, if you will, and understand the danger that we're in as a nation. For example, we're witnessing today, ladies and gentlemen, as never before, an American's decaying, divided society. Consider some of the things that are taking place today in our nation. We're going to talk about a variety, not a single issue, but a variety of things that are taking place in our nation today that points out the need for you and for me and for everyone on the sound of my voice to register, to be prepared, to vet the candidates, and to vote. We're going to be talking about Taliaferro, the socialist, Marxist, communist, anti-Christ, anti-God candidate that's running against Paxton in Texas. I'll bring that out because that shows the need to vet the candidates. We'll be talking about, ladies and gentlemen, the push by the Socialist, Marxist, Communist, Democratic Party to embrace the BLM, Antifa, every illegal immigrant, and the Islamic jihadist. The Democratic Party, the Democrat Party, seems to think somehow, some way, that if they can keep these illegals in America, and by the way, they're fighting Trump on every hand as he tries to deport them. Nothing was said by the Democrats in Washington when Barack Hussein Obama carried out the process of removing about 5 million illegals in America at the time he went in. Now, I'm not praising him for that. He did that for show and tell. But ladies and gentlemen, I believe we need to look at the Word of God, what God's Word says, be obedient to the Scripture as being salt and light. And as we face the issues today, we do so based on the authority of the written, revealed, inspired, infallible, inerrant Word of God. I call it the Truth Book. John 8, 31 and 32, Jesus speaking to his disciples says, "If you continue in my word, then you're my disciples indeed, and you shall know the truth. The truth shall make you free." John 14, 6, Jesus says, "I am truth." Further in John 17, 17, a declaratory statement is made about the word of God. "Thy word is truth." Psalms 117, verse 2, the Bible says, "The truth of the Lord endures forever." Albeit, we have those today, just as was said, stated by Orwell, George Orwell, in his dystopian novel entitled 1984. Orwell said, he was a secularist, by the way, so I'm not praising him, I'm just quoting one of his statements. "The further society drifts from the truth, the more it will hate those who speak it." And that's precisely true today. It was the former U.S. Senator Jim DeMint warns America's decline is linked to the death of truth. And yet we find, according to some of the latest surveys, that the millennials, 18 to 35-year-old age group, 55% of them say there's no absolute truth. In fact, this is their statement. "Each person determines their own version of truth." Ladies and gentlemen, there's not one version of truth. A half-truth is a whole truth. Half truth is a whole lie, that is. You can't bifurcate truth and get truth. You can't nuance truth and get truth. A major headline that causes consternation even as I look at it: Western society will be destroyed without a commitment to truth. Now, this article reads that the major areas where there's no truth found is government, the media, and education. The government, the media, and education. I go back to the 15th century theologian and church reformer, Jan Hus. Jan Hus says, "Faithful Christians seek the truth, listen to the truth, learn the truth, love the truth, tell the truth, live the truth, and defend the truth even to death." That's my challenge each and every day, ladies and gentlemen. There is a need today, perhaps as never before, for us to stick to the truth book, God's Word, the Bible. Ladies and gentlemen, this portion of today's broadcast is sponsored by Tools for Time. Tools for Time is an outdoor power equipment dealership company specializing in the turnkey business packages for individuals looking to own your own landscape or lawn care business. Tools for Time carries the full line of equipment for the homeowner with brands like Honda and Echo. Tools for Time carries the full line of hurricane preparedness equipment with the full line of Honda generators. And ladies and gentlemen, Tools for Time has the knowledgeable staff that can answer all of your questions about power backup equipment. The knowledgeable staff at Tools for Time can answer your questions about the professional as well as the homeowner brand landscape and lawn care equipment. Tools for Time, ladies and gentlemen, is easy to find. 11, that's 11291 Old St. Augustine Road. located right at the intersection of I-295 and Old San Augustine Road. There's an identifier, a benchmark on the campus of Tulsa for a time, is a 165-foot flagpole. Atop that flagpole floats the U.S. flag, Old Glory, 24/7. Find that flag in the flagpole, the base of the flagpole, ladies and gentlemen. You'll find the home of Tulsa for a time. TulsaForATime.com. TulsaForATime.com. Ladies and gentlemen, God's Word says, if my people, which you call by my name, it requires your involvement and mine. A Christian, a conservative, a patriot, cannot just sit back and depend on government, depend on the political system, but depend on our powerful military, or depend on the economic system to correct things that's taking place in our great nation. I believe we're witnessing, ladies and gentlemen, the darkening, decaying, divided society in America that must have the attention. Let me just go back and give you some statistical data that I've quoted dozens of times on this broadcast. In 2016, I'm told that about 40 million Christians sat on their hands and did not vote. The 2020 election, I understand about 32 million Christians did not vote. I don't know how many in the 2024 election, but I'm here to tell you, if anything close to those numbers, sit at home and do not vote in November. We're going to witness a landslide of socialist, Marxist, communist Democrats going in office. We'll witness a landslide of the Islamic jihadists going into office. You realize the Islamic jihadists are bragging about the fact that they have right at this moment over 1,100 candidates running for every office in America. Their move is to, they're standing up now. And if you'll recall, I've made mention of the fact in my book, Is Islam Tolerant? About 25 chapters, about 350 pages. And I mention in my book, born out of research, that once Islam gets into a city, a state, or a nation, they get to between 3 and 6%. They will stand up, rise up, and demand to take control. You see that in New York City today, 8.5 million people, and now Islam is in control. You notice in Texas where there's an approach to make Islam the controlling factor. You notice in Michigan where Islam is now a controlling factor. They're moving today at rapid speed to take control of the United States of America. Ladies and gentlemen, listen carefully. I'm just going to outline, and then you feel free to pick anyone you want to, and we'll talk about them. Consider some of the things that are taking place in our nation today. The Islamic jihadists are swiftly moving to control our free nation. They've already taken control in Europe. It's not a matter of what is happening today in Europe. We already know Islam controls Europe today. A Christian in Europe cannot post anything on social media. A Christian, even a conservative in Europe, cannot question what is taking place with the government and what is taking place with the Islamic jihadists and their control. I'm looking at an article that gives you a harbinger of things to come in America. Boy Scout visits the mosque with scout troops, but refuses to bow to Allah. This article starts this way. Why is it never the other way around? I haven't seen any videos of Muslim children being taken to churches. Field trips for groups of Scouts internationally, often include a visit to a government office, a tourist location, a local business or industry, or things like that. One scout troop in Scotland took a group of boys ages 6, 7, and 8 to a mosque. And one boy has become an instant meme for refusing to bow to Allah when an imam was chanting the call to worship. The Muslims confirmed the original image was from Beaver Scouts, that's B-E-A-V-E-R-S, Beaver Scouts educational visit to the mosque for a faith activity badge. The Scout leader took them to an educational visit to the Central Scotland Islamic Center in Stirling, Scotland. Muslims are compelled to pray 5 times a day toward the holy city of Mecca, Saudi Arabia, vowing to show submission to their God, Allah. One young man refused completely, defiantly, courageously said no. And there was this obvious question. What would have happened if the Scottish children had been taken to activities to participate in prayer, a prayer service, and a historical church as a sign of submission to the name of Jesus Christ? One social media commentator pointed out, or even a synagogue. Why the British children need to be taught about Islam? Would it not make more sense for Muslim children to be taken to church to learn about British culture, to help integrate and educate? Pretty sure kids in the UK are already learning enough about just the sheer number of stabbings occurs in the street and formerly a quaint traditional village being infested and molested by hordes of military-aged men, refugees from Muslim countries, another negative attitude. For example, this writer saying, why take the boys to a mosque? All they've got to do is watch what's happening on the streets in Europe. Watch what's happening with the hordes of the Islamic jihadists coming in. This article finally says, you see people forced into humiliation rituals where they have to kneel at a mosque or wear a kafir, there at their wedding. You never see any Muslims or Jews throw on a crucifix and pray to the church, end quote. Ladies and gentlemen, that's just a little brief illustration of what is taking place. And I said 20 years ago, I have said for 20 years, if you want to know what America will look like in 10 or 15 years, look at what's taking place in Europe. May I repeat that even at the risk of redundancy? If you want to know what America will look like 3 years from now, 5 years from now, or immediately following the Trump administration, watch what is happening in Europe. Watch what is happening in New York City. Watch what has already happened in Michigan. Watch what is being attempted today to overthrow the state of Texas by the Islamic jihadists. Ladies and gentlemen, the statement being made today, the issue today, if my people, the answer to the question, the answer to the quandary, the answer to the challenge, the answer to the dilemma in relationship to what will take place tomorrow is squarely in the court of Christians, conservatives, and patriots. God holds us responsible. If we're to be salt and light, that means we must decay, we must retard the decay, and we must illumine the darkness. That's the challenge from the Word of God today. Ladies and gentlemen, here's a frightening article. Why the church must recognize the unholy alliance and the threat. 52% of the Muslim population grown in North America over the last decade. 52% Muslim population growth in America in the past decade. 60% of Americans claim Christianity, yet only 4% of Christians hold a biblical worldview. Ladies and gentlemen, I could talk about that for the next 6 months. Therein lies the problem. We've got a lot of people that are good church members, denominational dogma embracers, but have never said yes to Jesus Christ as Savior and as Lord. You're not saved by osmosis. You're not saved by being a Baptist. You're not saved by being a Methodist or a Presbyterian or any other denomination. You're saved by personal invitation to receive Christ as Savior. So in this article reads, statistically, that out of the 60% of Americans that claim Christianity, only 4% of them hold a biblical worldview. And that's out of the George Barner research. 64% of pastors feel limited in their ability to speak out on moral issues. Another percentage from the Barner report. That tells me that 64% of the pastors, I believe it's more, but 64% of the pastors will not talk about moral, ethical, social issues, will not talk about the socialist issue, will not talk about the LGBTQ sodomite agenda, will not warn you of the transgenderism and the dangers ahead, will not warn the congregation about the LGBTQ agenda or the murder by way of abortion. That's the problem that we have today. This article reads, this is the unholy alliance in action as the church loses its theological conviction. May I say to you, this is the reason I'm calling today's broadcast, If My People. And ladies and gentlemen, I am concerned when I read this. I'm going to take a portion of this article and take our callers. Here's the brutal reality. This is from Jay Sekulow, the ACLJ. Here's the brutal reality in Nigeria right now. 8 Christians were beheaded, including a dedicated math teacher. Armed terrorists stormed a worship service. Dozens of Christians were slaughtered in the place where they came to pray. ISIS targeted children in schools, those watching the soccer games. Hours of carnage, the innocents murdered. In response, President Donald Trump has declared, quote, under my leadership, our country will not allow radical Islamic terrorism to prosper. Ladies and gentlemen, I pray that he will be able to do that. I pray that the Socialist, Marxist, Communist, Democrats will allow him, speaking of Donald Trump, to protect America as he's attempted to. Another thing we'll talk about in just a moment is the number of times that President Trump has had the Socialist, Marxist, Communist judges, federal judges, that have issued decrees blocking him, stopping him from carrying out the work of protecting America. I believe Kenneth is on the line. Kenneth, go over the question or comment, please.
Yes, sir, Dr. Rumble. Hopefully you are. I know you are well. I tell you, everything you said is on point. And I tell you, I was raised up as a Democrat from the 50s.
But you got saved and that changed it. Go ahead.
Yes, sir. I tell you what. These people, if you're a Democrat, you're a Democrat. Not a Democrat, but a Democrat. And I'm just so hurt because when I talk to people, and they be like, and Obama was better than sliced bread. I'm like, man, if you really look at what he did and Obama, what they did, are you crazy? Can you not see the hand of God in this? And I'd be like, if like you said, in November, hopefully we will not lose because he gave us a reprieve with President Trump. I wasn't a Trump supporter, but I didn't want to see another Clinton in the White House. I was like, no. That's what turned me over, and I found out that was the best thing that ever happened to America.
Absolutely. Kenneth, you're exactly right. In fact, you know, we're in the era now of what is called artificial intelligence. Well, what most people don't realize, we had artificial intelligence in the Biden administration, in the Oval Office, auto-pen Biden, where the auto-pen was signing majority of what Biden supposedly signed. Now we're witnessing Jill Biden trying to rewrite history, giving a kind of a smokescreen, what's called gaslighting of the public, talking about it was just that one time that she'd seen her husband and she thought he was having a stroke when he had such a fiasco in that presidential debate. Nothing. If that was the case, why didn't Joe Biden take him to the hospital? Why didn't she say something about it publicly that I think Joe had a stroke? No, it's trying to go back now and gaslight the public to rewrite history. But you're exactly right. I'm thankful for God's divine intervention that gave us President Donald J. Trump. But unless we as Christians stand up, speak up, and vote, and put people in office that will hold President Trump's hands up, we will lose the battle. This is the reason. Kenneth, I've said, we can't win the battle politically. We can't win the battle militarily. We can't win the battle economically. We must win the battle spiritually, and that means it's going to take Christians praying, right. Christians, conservatives, and patriots standing up, vetting the candidates, and voting.
But can I ask you one more question?
Yes, sir.
Okay, now they don't used to have Republicans and Democrats, but now when you go to vote, you don't know if they are Republicans or Democrats. because you got some rhinos in there also.
You got some horrible folks in there. In fact, I'm glad to see President Trump taking a stand for some of those that were running. We've noticed, and I don't know if you paid attention, I believe you probably have, we've noticed that each of the candidates that Trump has publicly endorsed have won by a landslide in the primaries.
Yes.
When you have Ken Paxton winning by like 36 or 37 points above a man that was a rhino, been in office, 35 or 36 years. And now, in the primary, Ken Paxton and Taliaferro that's running against him, the nitwit from the Democrat Party is running. We're going to talk about him in a few minutes because he went to one of the seminaries at a Presbyterian seminary, and he says that God is not male, not female, he's binary. He says that we can't depend on the Bible. He says that Jesus never condemned homosexuality, that Jesus never condemned abortion, etc., etc., etc. He's trying to gaslight the public in believing that somehow, some way, he's a Christian. He's the liar. He's one that is false. And this is the major reason I'm talking today, that Christians need to vet the candidates. So, Kenneth, it demands our prayer. Keep looking up. Because our redemption draweth nigh. God bless you and have a wonderful day. I believe we have online Terry. Terry, go over with the question or comment, please.
Yes, sir. Good morning. Well, I'm going to get straight to the question. Dr. Youngblood, why do they have to have it on speaker in New York City? Well, New York, the Muslims prayer thing, and they don't just do it in private.
That's the key to it, because the Muslims call to prayer five times a day that is, in fact, on loudspeaker, the major thoroughfares in New York City. It's because they now have a socialist, Marxist, communist, Islamic jihadist mayor. And because he is in charge, in fact, he made the brag in his election process that when he's elected, the Muslims will be in control of City Hall. And at this very moment, he's doing that, and yet it violates the sound ordinance in New York City. But they're not applying the sound ordinance. But yet, let me tell you, my opinion, if any church in New York City were to get on its loudspeakers and start praying and talking about Jesus and doing something in Jesus' name and reading the scripture and inviting people to say yes to Christ, they would be immediately summarily shut down. It's because we have that mayor that's over 8.5 million people that's disenfranchising, if you please, Christians, conservatives, patriots, and Jewish people. And that is happening across America. That's the goal of Islam today, is to dominate. The word Islam means submission. And submission is the goal, has been for 1,400 years, and Islam is on the final trek, the final stand, the final warpath, if you please, of having the world to submit to Islam. And Terry, the thing that concerns me more than the knowledge of that is the fact that we've got political leaders that's either dumb, stupid, ignorant, or embracing, by conscious willfulness, embracing the Islamic jihadist movement today. It demands our prayer. It demands our attention to understand what is happening. Terry, thank you so much for your call. God bless you as we keep looking up. Ladies and gentlemen, we're talking about an issue today. If my people, the first phrase out of 2 Chronicles 7:14, if my people, which you call by my name, will humble themselves and pray and seek my face and turn from their wicked ways, then will I heal their land. The then, when, the then comes after we as Christians, conservatives and patriots, we recognize the sin of our nation, confess it, turn to God, ask God to intervene. That's the only hope, ladies and gentlemen, that we have today. We're going to take the top of the hour news break. Right after the news, we'll be right back. Hang in there. Don't turn your dials.
This is Let's Face the Issues with Dr. Gene A. Youngblood from First Conservative Baptist Church and Conservative Theological University in Jacksonville, Florida. To learn more, visit conservative.edu. WTRJ-FM, Orange Park, WAYLA.